Welcome to the Organized Mom Podcast by Imani DaCosta Wellness. This podcast is all about entrepreneurship, wellness, motherhood, and of course, organized biz tips. So stay tuned and let's get into the episode. Welcome back to another episode. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking all about what is really happening in the virtual assistant industry in 2024 and what many people will not tell you, but I will. Now, I just want to recap what's been actually happening the last 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks in my business. I'm very excited. I'm very happy. I feel like this beautiful month of February has been going very fast, where January was kind of just dragging out. Now, what's been happening for me is I've been getting a lot of inquiries. I actually just signed 2 new clients within the last 2 weeks, and I have 3 more consultation calls for my agency booked this month. So I'm extremely excited, extremely grateful, and it's just a lot of movement happening a lot faster than I thought. But again, I have worked very hard the last 2.5 years. I really did lay a beautiful foundation for my business. So I feel like now I am enjoying the fruits of my labor and we are expanding beautifully, right? So I just want to say that definitely a win for the year. I definitely told myself this year is the year that I want to fly. I want to feel free. I want to just be consistent, be within community, and I have been sticking to that, so I'm very proud of myself. Also, my team has been doing amazing things behind the scenes, keeping things moving, building beautiful things that I'm going to be talking about at the end of this episode. But just to recap, last week I actually did the Freedompreneur Workshop. If you did miss it, it will be down linked below the replay. To be quite honest, I did not want to have a replay. I wanted to sell this as a click-to-cart product, right? Because it's filled with so many gems. But I did realize, you know, with everything that has been happening in my business in such a short time, that I really want aspiring virtual assistants to have the transparent, real information that you're not going to see online from many people that are especially virtual assistant mentors. So if you are interested, the replay is down below. Again, it's about 2 hours, this workshop, and there's about 5 workbooks. So you can print it out and really actually work through them to learn how to start your virtual assistant business and how to really start it and what's the thing you really have to do in 2024 to actually even have a successful, sustainable business and gain traction, right? Now, let's get into the episode about what is really happening. So in 2024, I want to tell you guys that getting into the virtual assistant industry is possible, right? There's definitely a need to have virtual assistants, but there are different things at play. And remember, we are in the year 2024. We are not in 2020. I will say this, coming into the industry in 2020 or even 2021 was very different than it is right now. So back then it was easy. It was new. Well, I wouldn't say easy. I just feel like it was just the thing that was happening. Everybody was going online and it had to happen very fast. So the need to hire virtual assistants was very quick, right? Now that the market is oversaturated, and I will say it's oversaturated. I don't care what anyone says. It is. And this is the thing. A lot of people thought that just starting a virtual assistant business was showing up to Instagram, putting reels, having trendy audios, having a pretty aesthetic profile, and a Canva portfolio. That is not what can happen in 2024. The reality of it is that we have AI tools, a lot more AI tools. We have outsourcing overseas, right? We have the economy is very different than it was in 2020. So this means that a lot of businesses, which I've been seeing firsthand, a lot of business owners, especially small business owners, are outsourcing overseas. Why? Because it is much cheaper than hiring someone inside of the US. So if a company is not doing well financially, or they just don't want to put out the expense of $800, $1,000, $1,500 a month for an assistant in the US, in a different country, they can have that a person allocating the same amount of hours for about $500 or less a month, right? It's just a business move that a lot of business owners are making, right? And it's nobody's fault. It's just what businesses do, right? Even the big companies in the US are doing that. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, also, a lot of people are going into the virtual assistant industry and they're listening to these people online that have aesthetically pleasing profiles that are saying, work from anywhere, make 5 to 10K a month, choose your own rates, choose your own schedules, just create this, use the skills that you know. Absolutely not. That is not reality. That's not what's happening, right? You have to understand a lot of these people preaching the 5 to 10K months have made that amount of money off of not their virtual assistant business, but from actually mentoring people, right? And not even real mentorship, which we will get into a little bit later in a different episode, right? But what's happening is a lot of people see these people on Instagram. They're like, hey, I want to make money from my phone or my laptop, be able to live anywhere. You need to understand that just posting on Instagram and saying, oh, yes, I can be your virtual assistant, does not mean you actually have the knowledge and the skill set for that, right? Just because you were an admin assistant doesn't mean that you can go into this industry and say, yeah, I'm going to use the skills that I know. It doesn't necessarily translate. You have to know the tools and the systems that online business owners are using. So your 10-year admin experience in the office, that's great for a customer service perspective, for a people-to-people relationship. That's amazing, right? But you need more. So if someone's saying you can just start today, you can launch your business in 30 days, that is a lie. That is not reality. There is a difference between the remote worker and the entrepreneur virtual assistant. I want you guys to understand that there's a lot of people saying, hey, you can try to just start your business, right? Create a beautiful, basically, they're telling you to create a resume, right? And they're telling you, hey, apply to jobs on Facebook, on Fiverr, on Upwork, on LinkedIn. That is applying for a job, right? I've never applied for a job as a virtual assistant. What I am is an entrepreneur, and that's very different. So I focus on building my brand, on building my community, and I have my virtual assistant business, my online business management business, but I have multiple streams of income within that business. All right. And that's what you want to have. If you are a remote worker, you are basically applying for jobs. And inside of the Freedompreneur workshop, I actually show you, because I actually did it just for the purpose of that workshop. I applied to a few virtual assistant jobs on Indeed. I took some screenshots of the description so you guys can see it. That's inside of the workshop. And I basically explained to you guys, look at the description, right? Look at the hours needed, look at the requirements, look at how much the pay is, and look at how many other people are applying. So Indeed, on Indeed, when you go to, after you apply for a job, you can go to like the, I think it's the My Job section, look back at that job you applied for, and you can actually see the amount of other people that applied for the job. The ones that I was applying to, I did it about 2.5, 3 weeks before the Freedompreneur workshop, and it was on average about 200 to 800 people that had applied for those same positions that I had, right? And now let me tell you guys, I have a very good resume, right? I've worked at Columbia University, New York Psychiatric Institute. I'm based in New York City, for those of you that do not know. I have a Bachelor of Science in Health Education and Promotion. I have over 5 years experience with that. I had experience in admin, and I had my virtual assistant business on the resume as well, right? So I have a really nice looking resume, right? Among other things and volunteer work and all this other stuff that I have there. So that I just want to tell you guys that because I want to give you some perspective. I want to give you the back context of like, this is what is happening. And I am doing these things so that you guys can see, oh, wow, it's true. If you want to be a remote worker, that's being a remote worker. Technically, that is a virtual assistant. But I need you to understand that in 2024, that is not working. A lot of these businesses are like, no, you have to come back into the office. Actually, we're going to make this position hybrid. Actually, can you do this? Can you do, you know, it's not what it used to be. Now, when you're an entrepreneur, you can say, hey, these are my rates. Hey, this is my schedule. Hey, I'm going to work with multiple clients. Hey, I'm going to build an agency. Or I'm going to do trainings and charge for that. I'm going to do consultations or strategy sessions and charge for that. Right? So I have so many different streams of income inside of my business that allow me to hit a revenue that is not possible from just having that one remote job that's paying me $40,000 for the year or $50,000 from the year. You can make much more than that when you are an entrepreneur, and that is just a fact. There is no cap on your income. There's no cap on like what you can create and what revenue can come from that creation. Now, let me also explain to you what's happening inside of the 2024 market. Let's be real, it's the economy. And I don't know what is happening where people think that entrepreneurship or online business means like you're not really working, or it's not that hard, like it's easy, right? No, the reality of it is now more than ever, you have to focus on playing the long game. You have to understand that if you want to start a business, it is a business. If you want to do a side hustle or you need money right now, you need to do a side gig, right? You need to do bartending. You need to do a serving position. You need to Uber Eats. You know what I mean? You have to do Instacart, which is what we have in New York City. You have to do these small gig jobs in order to make money now. So if you're one of those people that you're like, hey, I need to make money now, let me just start a virtual assistant business, I am sorry to break it to you. Actually, no, I'm very happy to break it to you because I'm being honest. That's not going to work. You need to get a full-time or part-time job. And that is the reality of it in this economy. Now, I also want you guys to understand that now you have to focus on creating a brand, a personal brand, right? And building a community online and offline. If you are not comfortable doing that, if you are not comfortable talking to people, making relationships, all of those things. And if you're one of those people that's like, hey, I don't want to use social media for my business, I don't think this business is for you. And I say this, yes, you can, network and market to your local area. But the whole point of having an online business, especially as a virtual assistant, is so that you can grow and expand, online to different parts of the country, to different parts of the world. I want you guys to understand, I have clients in Los Angeles, Atlanta, Miami, Canada, New York, Costa Rica. The list honestly goes on, right? My clients are all over the world, right? Which is amazing and I love it. But if I was just like, you know what, I'm not gonna show up online, I'm not gonna be on social media, I would not have found these amazing people. They would not have found me, right? We would not have been able to connect. So if you decide, hey, I want to start an online virtual assistant business, but I don't want to be seen, I don't want to be heard, I just want to make the money, this is not the industry for you. In 2024, you really have to understand that at also, this is not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in 30 days. If anyone says, oh, you can start your business in 30 days, you can make $5,000 in 30 days. Yes, that is all true. Very, very true. I've done it, right? Was it easy? No. Did it happen in 30 days? No. And I want you guys to understand you cannot learn anything about business or about yourself in 30 days. And you have to know that growing a business and being an entrepreneur means having a very different level of self-awareness. If you aren't at that level of self-awareness, you have to get there. And that is something that is going to continue to evolve, continue to change, continue to grow and expand your mental, right? And everything you think that's even possible. That is what entrepreneurship is about. So if you're one of those people that's like, I want to start this business, but I don't want to do the inner work. That is going to be very difficult. And I'm going to tell you why. It's because you're going to try to build a business, right? Like somebody else. You're going to try to build a business like what you see out there or what you think it should be, instead of building a business around what is truly going to serve you and heal you. For me, for example, the business that I have now is something I don't want to run from. It's not something that I have anxiety over. I feel very fulfilled and alive when I speak to my clients. I'm very inspired by them. I have genuine love and care and compassion for them, right? And even my business, it allows me to step back, to have space with my children, to heal, to deal with my grief, to deal with life. But it also allows me to be present for other people. It allows me to build community. It allows me to make genuine connections, and that fills me up, right? It also allows me to make very nice income and only work 3 days a week, less than 20 hours a week, right? And another thing it allows me to do is provide for other people. It allows me to, just to see that my team members have been making very big changes in their life. They've been making moves. They've been literally physically moving. Their families are expanding, and I am able to support them. I'm able to know, like I am helping provide for not only an individual, but a family. And that makes me feel very good, right? It's words can't even describe that feeling, right? Very different, but I'm very blessed that I'm able to do that. And I really see my team as family. So that is just some things to think about, right? If you're like, hey, I want to start a business, you have to understand that clients will come, but there's a foundation to be laid. There's a foundation to be laid. And I've actually had a few people come to me like, I kind of want to just see if this works. And let me tell you something. I don't know how anybody is expecting to see the return on investment before they actually make the investment. It doesn't make sense. It's like, how are you trying to just see if something works, but you're honestly like half-assing it? You have to put your full time and energy, not saying you have to do this full time, but you have to be present and you have to actually put in the work. It's not just going to come to fruition because you're like, I really need money. That's why I always tell people, if you need money, you need to get a part-time or full-time job to alleviate that stress and pressure on your business, right? Now, I say all of that to say that when you are looking at starting a virtual assistant business, I want you to think about, hey, after I lay the proper foundation, I need to give myself some grace and be patient and continue to do the inner work and continue to expand my network and talk to people every single day. Right? When you feel called to, sometimes you do have to take a step back in entrepreneurship, reset, recharge, recalibrate. That is a real thing, and you have to really self-reflect, right? But when something is not going as planned, I want you to know that is not like this is all gonna fail, it's not working. That is when you need to take a pause and you need to reevaluate and say, well, what is happening in this season that I need to rest, that I need to take a pause? And then you have to understand that clients will come, but you have to give it about 6 months. I think in 2024, you have to give yourself at least 6 months. Now, that leads me to my big announcement. And if you are here at the end of this episode, I'm very happy and thank you for being here. So I have decided, right, after months of really going back and forth with this, but also months of planning. So my team has been working on this since November last year for about 4 months now. I am launching a 6 month program. My 6 month program is called the Coast Academy, right? It's a mix of my last name and Academy. And the Coast Academy is a 6 month virtual assistant business mentorship program. And this is the thing, throughout me connecting with aspiring virtual assistants, current virtual assistants, and even those that have taken mentorship and quick courses or even 3 month courses. I mean, there's people that I've met that spent $500 on a course. There's people I met that spent $3,000 on a course, and they still have not had the same results that I have been able to achieve in less than 2.5 years. Right. And they, come to my community calls, they meet me and they realize like, wow, how did this, is this possible? Like, how did you do all of this? Right. And I want to tell you, I've met people that have taken a program and 6 months, 8 months later, they still haven't even had a consultation call booked. That is a issue. That is that never made sense to me. But then when I asked them, hey, did you learn about this or learn about that? I realized a lot of these people, no fault of their own, right? But the mentors that they saw really promised them false things. The mentors that they looked at, of course, you should be doing a vetting process when looking at a mentor. These people actually never had clients, had no proof that they ever had clients, had proof that they quote unquote mentored all these people and made $10,000 months. But you have to be mindful. How did they make that money? That $10,000 from mentorship or from virtual assistant services? It was never from virtual assistant services, right? A lot of people were taught old marketing tactics. And a lot of, and almost I would say 95% of the aspiring virtual assistants and current virtual assistants that I've met did not understand the basics of online business, of how an online business works, all of the moving pieces. And that is the difference with myself, right? I did have a mentor. I had an amazing mentor. I still have an amazing mentor, right? But she taught me how to start and scale a sustainable online business, right? And crazy thing is, it had nothing to do with the virtual assistant industry. I taught myself everything about the virtual assistant industry and online business management industry, right? But I had the foundation of what an online business requires to grow and to scale. And that is the difference, right? So that is why I created the Coast Academy. It's definitely a blend of how to start your business, right? But it also teaches you the foundations of online business, also the different, what is that, moving pieces and streams of income you can have within your business. Now, the best part about this program is that it's 6 months long. We start April 29th, 2024, and we end October 14th, 2024. And I know some of you may be thinking, wow, 6 months, that is a long time. But actually, I think it's perfect. You want to know why? Because the first 3 months, we are really laying the foundation, right? Then that month, three and four, I teach you my specific framework of how I run my business, right? And then the last 2 months are strictly focused on the client and community integration, right? And what that means is the launch phase. So many of these programs, and what I've seen from a lot of virtual assistants, are that they finish these programs, whether it's 1 month or 3 months. Afterwards, they're like, okay, now it's time to launch my business. And they are lost and they're doing things completely wrong and they have no guidance and no support. So, the best part about DaCosta Academy is that the last 2 months specifically, we're going to be helping you with the entire launch plan. This program is very high touch and high support. It's limited to only 10 people that are ready to start and scale their business, right? Those last 2 months, we're going to be talking about the marketing, the community building, making sure your brand is good, making sure everything you need for the consultation calls and everything that goes into it, right? I'm going to have the link down below, right? In case anybody is interested and is like, hey, you know what? This sounds like what I actually need. It's an application. You're going to fill out that form and you can book a call with me to see if you're going to be a good fit for the program. In another episode, I'm going to go through all of the details of this amazing program that I created and my team has been working on. But for now, there's definitely, you're going to look the link in the bio. It has the details there. But I'm very excited because I met so many people that told me, wow, Imani, if you would have created this program back when I needed it, I would have taken your course because you are so real and transparent. And again, if you are one of those people that you're like, damn, what is this industry about? Is this for me? Is it not for me? Please, the Freedompreneur Workshop will be linked in the show notes below. It's free. It's almost 2 hours. So in case you missed it, please watch the replay and print out the five workbooks that I created for you guys. I want you guys to understand the quality of this workshop and really listen to what I am saying, right? So again, you can teach yourself all of this, right? All of the virtual assistant stuff. I taught myself everything. But what you cannot teach yourself is online business, right? for that, the reality of it in 2024 is you need a mentor, and you need to have a brand, and you need to have a community in order to have a successful business. And you need to understand the foundational pieces of online business. If you want to do things quick and waste time and money, then you can try to wing it yourself. And I want you 6 months later to reflect back on this episode and what I have said and what I am talking about, and let me know if it is true or not, because I'm telling you, you are going to see what I'm saying is true, right? But definitely, I also talk about what to look for in a mentor. So if you want to just grab that workbook, again, the Freedompreneur workshop and the workbooks will be linked below. It's all in the same thing. So once you sign up to watch the replay, the PDFs of the workbooks will be there as well. Okay, so again, I hope you all found this information beneficial. I hope you all really understand what it actually takes to have a sustainable business, a virtual assistant business in 2024. Please do not be fooled by old marketing tactics. Please use discernment. Please vet your mentors, right? Please take a look at my website. Please take a look at my Instagram. Please take a look at my testimonials. I have a bunch of them. And please look at my actual clients. Majority of my clients are six-figure business owners, right? And that's not something that I can make up. It's not something that is a lie, right? It is a fact. You can see who I work with. And that's why I love the fact that my clients post me. I love the fact that I am in such, you know, good relationships with them, because I see so much and learn so much from them. And that's why I'm telling you all, like, this is what you need. This is what people are looking for. So again, if you feel like this is the time that you are ready to start and scale your virtual assistant business, and you're like, I need the guidance, I need the support, I really want to build something that's going to be sustainable and long-term, not just a quick side gig, right? Not just a quick side hustle. This is building a business. So if that sounds like something you need, you've been wanting, I want you to look at where you're at in life. I want you to look at what needs to change. What do you really need right now? And I want you to look at the link below, apply for the Coast Academy if you feel like this is the program for you. The pricing and everything will be inside of the application form. And let's get on a call. Let's talk about if you will be a good fit for the program. Again, there are only 10 spots available. So I cannot wait to meet the most amazing 10 people that will be inside of my program starting April 29th. Again, I'm grateful for you all. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you in the next episode.